have Robert Killen with the City Club of Central Oregon. And last Thursday, you had a meeting that was pretty packed. And the topic was the alleged divide between East and West in Bend. And this is one of those water cooler things where you do hear people talk about it. So tell me about that.
Well, it's sort of an elephant in the room topic. You know, it's one of those things. I first started coming to Bend about 22 years ago. And I remember my first conversation was about what my girlfriend, now my wife, called the difference between the yuppies and cowboys. And it was sort of an east-west divide even back then. Moved here about 6 years ago, and it's a clear, there's a clear division in people's minds, but it's just something we don't talk about. And City Club, it's the perfect type of topic for City Club. We like to bring out the topics that people don't want to talk about.
And I guess what you were seeing is that there seems to be some sort of movement of wealth more westward.
Well, I think there is a functioning divide. If you look at when there was the big debate over the boundaries for middle schools, it was reported that at Pilot Butte, 70% of students qualify for free and reduced lunch, and that same number at Cascade was only 20%. So there is a functional divide, and the topography of the West is different than the East. So there are functioning or there are functioning differences, but I would argue that that doesn't necessarily mean there needs to be a divide. We as a community choose to divide ourselves, but there's always going to be differences. But it's whether or not we adopt those differences and make it a division of the community, or we embrace the differences and we are whole. And I think the question of it inevitably revolved around whether or not there is a true divide. We acknowledge that there are divisions, but whether or not there's a divide is still up for debate.
Definitely with that boundary debate, I remember covering it, and some parents were saying that they didn't want their children exposed to all those children who were on free and reduced lunches. At least that was the gist of what they were telling us.
Yeah, some were very clear about that. And I think that was one of the first time that I really saw this potential division really thrown out there and obvious. And it's something that we at the City Club want to bring out in the open and make people aware that there may be a division or a divide that we don't need to have.
Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about the Bend that we market and what impact that has. You're listening to Live Take 5, brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. We have Robert Killen with the City Club of Central Oregon with us. And last week you had a pretty busy meeting where we talked about the divide between East and West in Bend. And I'm wondering, how is Bend marketed and how does that affect the perception that people have?
Well, Alistair Patterson was our speaker, and he pointed out something that I hadn't thought of. And that is that if you look at the marketing materials that are put out there by Visit Bend and COVA, almost all of the images you see are west of 3rd Street. In fact, he made the statement that in the two main magazines, you don't see a single picture of that is east of Bend. And what that does is that tells the story. For those who are looking at Bend, those who are living here and picking up those magazines, those pictures, those stories, they tell the story, the greater story of Bend. And I believe that the stories that we tell about ourselves ultimately define us. And if the only thing we ever see of value is on the west side, then we as a community adopt a belief that all the value exists on the west side, and it devalues the east. I thought that was a very powerful point.
And what point did the speaker leave you with at the end of the discussion?
Well, at the end of the discussion, it was about bringing these topics, making them public, getting us to think about them so that when we're making decisions about how we allocate resources and how we envision our community, that we seek to adopt the east side as a whole.
And he said ABC, which means?
All Bend Counts.
All right. Thanks for being our guest today, Robert Killen with the City Club of Central Oregon on Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.